Back in here on the game, John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner. Go to the game KMAN on Twitter. You can read the Dennis Dodd article about Sean Snyder and Bill Snyder and the succession at K-State potentially. We're going to be talking about it throughout the show. So if you want to just be well-versed on that, I read some of the highlights on air, but obviously it's going to serve you better if you read it yourself. You can find it at the game KMAN. I thought the Royals were going to be the main topic of discussion here, and by that I mean, like, how are we going to continue to talk Royals when they're 10 games under 500 already, 30 games into the year? What are we going to do for the summer? What do people want us to talk about instead? But we're cutting back on that a little bit because of this this article about Bill Snyder and Sean Snyder. I will say this. Man, things are going so bad for the Royals. They're getting one hit off of a spot starter, you know, in the finale of a series against the Indians. And you got to deal with a swarm of bees. Like a swarm of bees at the game. You see this?
Oh, we have video?
A swarm of bees, yeah. And just so happens one of the members of the grounds crew was a beekeeper, so he was able to get everything under control. But, like, you imagine being a Royals fan that actually gets out to that game. The team's terrible. They've been having really bad attendance. You go and pay for your high V view level seats for $15 or whatever it is, and then you show up and there's a swarm of bees. Like, man, I'm out. I'm out. You know, I figured the season was pretty much donezo already.
Really? You're at that point?
If bees are swarming the place, well, I'll give you a more. That's like the hot take version of what
okay.
I think. I'll expand upon that in just a second. But seriously, that would probably be the sign to me if I had actually gone to that game and I'm having to deal with a swarm of bees. No, I'm out. I'm done. Royals, I'm sorry. I love you. I'll still pay some attention. But like, that's the last straw of being incredibly emotionally attached. Swarm of bees. I just will not do it.
The bees probably doubled the attendance that day.
That's right.
I also want to point out that the beekeeper, or the groundskeeper, who's the beekeeper as well, not wearing a suit, not wearing anything, just went up there and trying to
straight in,
literally like shovel them off the concrete in the upper deck.
No fear. This video, which is from the Kansas City Star, he's literally picking up like little pieces of whatever, I don't know, whatever the bees attached to, just pieces of wood or whatever with bees all over them, just showing them, pointing them out. And he claims, he says, when they're swarming, they're actually not trying to sting you. So I'm not taking his word for it on that. Agreed. I'm out. Like I said, I'm out. I'm running away. That was before the game. Like, I'm not going to the game. I'm gone. I'm done. I'm done. By the way, it was dressed to the nines day. So,
yeah.
You know, you might show up, like, in your suit, trying to look fly. The team's 10 games under. They get one hit, and then there's a swarm of bees. See you later. See you later. That's where I draw the line. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. That is where I draw the line. A swarm of bees. That's enough for me. Look, in all seriousness about the Royals, yeah, I don't think they're coming back from this. I mean, they would have to play at a torrid stretch that we've really never seen them play at for the rest of the season if they're going to pull themselves out of it, unless the division is just winds up being that bad. But here's how I would approach it. I have already just mentally come to a place where I say the fire sale is coming. Prepare for the worst, hope for the best. I am going to prepare for the fire sale to happen, to have to part ways with some of the major pieces and guys that have been a part of this incredible run that I could never ask them to give me any more than they did with back-to-back World Series and one World Series title. So I'm just mentally preparing myself for what an emotional moment that will be, because it will be. You know, it will be. It was when Dyson left, when some of these guys left in the offseason. It will be. And if they happen to climb back into it, hey, I'll still be there too. I'm going to watch some games because I want to take advantage of the last times you may be seeing Lorenzo Cain, Eric Hosmer, Kelvin Herrera, whoever it may be. But I think that is the healthiest approach to it at this point, because you can't be sitting there watching it with your hope and expectation to be that they are going to pull themselves out of it. That's my thought here. I don't think that's a realistic enough way to approach it if you're a Royals fan right now.
It's probably not that realistic, but like, what else, you know, what else do you have? I mean, you're 30 games into the season and you're 10-20, and that looks horrible, and the statistics, trust me, are just beyond bad as far as offense goes. This is the worst 30-game stretch of offense in the history of the Kansas City Royals. And there's only been one other American League team that's been worse than 82 runs in 30 games in the DH era, and that was the 2003 Tigers. That was a team that lost 119 games. But, yeah, look, we're 30 games in. It's the last hurrah for these guys. I'm going to go ahead and continue to hope for as long as I possibly can, and then I'll face the feeling of how emotional it is and everything like that when and if the day comes that they actually have to sell the pieces off. But they're 10 games down right now, and that is a hole that realistically you can climb out of. I'm not saying that I expect them to based on what I've seen so far, but mathematically you can still do it, and I'm going to stick with them until that happens.
I just don't get the vibe enough that this is a really good team that's just going through a bad stretch. I think they're a pretty average to below average team that's going through an awful stretch.
They've got one of the top five starter starting ERAs in baseball. Like, they've actually we were heralding them for the moves that they made in the offseason to go out and try to shore up that rotation in light of the tragedy with Yordano Ventura, and really statistically they did a pretty good job of that.
Well,
so far
you're right about that. They also have an offense that is on pace to set the major league record for lows in runs, hits, doubles, RBIs, batting average, on base percentage, and slugging percentage.
It's easier to fix a cold offense than a bad rotation.
I think in life you can do yourself some favors by just managing expectations. When things are good, you know, when it was 2014, 2015, yeah, enjoy it for all it's worth, and you can have high hopes, that's fine. But you need to be realistic with your expectations here. And with the team 10 games under, 30 games in, my friend, I'm just trying to help you out from some grief on down the road. Just go ahead and start thinking right now, which, by the way, if the fire sale does happen, that sets it up for winning quicker in the future. Doesn't look like winning's happening this year. If you want it to happen quicker 2-3 years down the road, bringing in a bevy of prospects, that's the way to go. That's the way to make it happen faster. So I'm just going to mentally prepare for that. If they do happen to pull themselves back into it somehow, hey, I'll be there. I'll be watching them. I'll be excited about it. But I'm not going to set myself up for unrealistic expectations and just to be more pissed on down the road.
I still don't know what they're actually going to get for some of those guys if they end up trading them away anyway. You know, what are they getting for Eric Hosmer? I mean, Hosmer has actually, you know, put together like a nice 10-game win streak and has played pretty well. But are you getting anything for Moustakas? Are you getting anything for Lorenzo Cain, an aging and injury-plagued outfielder that hasn't hit much this year?
Lorenzo Cain and Mike Moustakas and Eric Hosmer, like, those three have been probably the best out of the struggling offense. Like, they've been at least okay.
But, I mean,
Lorenzo Cain leads the team in batting average. Moustakas has been hitting homers. They're at least okay. They're at least okay for right now. It'll be a battle. I'm not saying it'll be easy. But just that's the smart way to do it, and I think at some point it's going to happen. At 5'10", why I think one of Bill Snyder's policies has been a big double-edged sword for Sean Snyder and the perception of him as the next head coach here. That's in regards to the Dennis Dodd article that you can find on our Twitter account, The Game KMAN. Read that. We'll be talking about it throughout the show. Next segment, it's been a while since we busted out the wacky and stormy hot take intro, but I've got a sizzling one on one of the biggest national sports stories over the last couple of weeks coming up next.